Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Why Good People Can't Get Jobs, The Skills Gap and What Companies Can Do About It is a short nonfiction business and labor market book by Peter Capelli, a Wharton management professor and specialist in human resources and talent management. Written in a direct, policy-oriented style, it questions the popular claim that unemployment is mainly caused by a simple shortage of skilled workers. Instead, Capelli argues that many hiring problems come from the way employers recruit, screen, define jobs, and manage training. The book is less interested in individual self-help than in diagnosing organizational failures that leave positions open while qualified people remain unemployed. It examines automated applicant tracking, overly narrow job descriptions, delayed hiring decisions, and weak investment in development. The purpose is both analytical and practical, to challenge conventional wisdom about the skills gap and to show companies how they can improve hiring outcomes by changing their own practices rather than blaming the labor force. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book challenges the idea that unemployment is mainly caused by a worker skills shortage. A central claim in the book is that the familiar skills gap story is too simple and often misleading. Capelli argues that employers frequently describe the problem as a shortage of qualified applicants. But the evidence points to a more complicated mismatch created by hiring practices. In many cases, companies do not simply need more technical skills. They also demand vague qualities such as punctuality, reliability, and motivation, while their selection systems are not designed to measure those traits well. The book therefore shifts responsibility from workers to institutions. This matters because it changes the policy and management response. If the issue is framed as a labor shortage, the answer is usually more education, more credentials, or more immigration. If the problem is partly internal to hiring systems, then companies must rethink how they define competence, screen candidates, and organize training. Capelli does not deny that some jobs require specialized skills, but he disputes the assumption that the labor market is broadly failing because workers are unprepared. His broader point is that employers often ask for idealized candidates while avoiding the effort needed to develop people who are already close to qualified. Secondly, automated screening systems and narrow job descriptions can exclude capable applicants. The book gives major attention to applicant tracking systems and other forms of automated screening. Capelli argues that these tools were introduced to make recruiting faster and cheaper, but they often create a rigid filter that favors exact keyword matches and highly specific credential patterns. As a result, applicants who can do the job may be rejected because their resume wording, title history, or career path does not align with the software logic. The same problem appears in job descriptions, which can become so precise that they exclude people who would succeed after modest onboarding. This is not just a technical complaint about software. It is a critique of how organizations let the mechanics of screening define the job itself. Once employers optimize for ease of filtering, they often confuse administrative convenience with hiring quality. The book shows that technology can reduce recruiter effort while also reducing visibility into candidate potential, especially for people changing industries, returning to work after gaps, or lacking conventional credentials. The practical implication is that employers need a human-centered process because a system built around exact matching often fails to identify the best hire. Thirdly, vacant positions have hidden costs, and waiting for perfect candidates can hurt business performance. Another important theme is the paradox of vacancy. Companies usually know what it costs to hire someone, but they often do not measure what it costs to keep a position empty. Capelli argues that this asymmetry encourages delay. Managers may leave jobs unfilled for months while searching for an ideal candidate, assuming that the cost of patience is lower than the cost of hiring someone who needs development. The book pushes back against that assumption by showing that vacancies can reduce productivity, slow service, and hinder growth in ways that are easy to overlook because they are not always booked as direct expenses. This argument is important because it explains why hiring dysfunction persists even when firms complain about unfilled roles. The problem is not always an absence of labor in the market. Sometimes it is organizational reluctance to make a timely decision. Capelli suggests that businesses often overvalue certainty at the point of hire and undervalue the losses created by postponement. That leads to a counterproductive cycle in which companies wait for near-perfect applicants instead of bringing in promising workers and helping them become fully productive. Fourthly, training and apprenticeship-style development are presented as more realistic alternatives to perfect hiring. Capelli does not stop at criticism. He outlines a more practical approach in which employers invest in training and hire for potential rather than insisting on complete readiness. His argument is that many jobs can be learned on the job if companies design development pathways intelligently. Instead of assuming that workers must arrive fully formed, organizations can treat hiring as the beginning of a capability-building process. The book points to apprenticeship-like arrangements, where a new employee is paid while learning and gradually becomes more valuable as skills are built. This approach is attractive because it reduces the obsession with one-shot perfect matching and recognizes that talent is often developed, not merely discovered. Capelli also implies that organizations should collaborate more closely with educational institutions so that coursework reflects real labor market needs. The deeper logic is that employers cannot expect schools alone to produce ready-made workers for highly specific roles without helping shape the training pipeline. This section of the book is especially useful because it replaces complaint with design better jobs, clear expectations, and structured training can make labor supply and labor demand fit more effectively. Lastly, the book is useful for employers and job seekers because it explains both structural failures and practical workarounds. The book is aimed primarily at employers, HR leaders, and policy readers, but it also speaks to job seekers who feel trapped by online screening systems. For organizations, the benefit lies in a sharper understanding of why openings remain unfilled and why standard recruiting often underperforms. Capelli offers a framework for improving job definitions, reducing over-reliance on software filters, and treating development as part of hiring strategy. For job seekers, the book helps explain why strong qualifications do not always translate into interviews. It suggests that networking and direct human contact can bypass some of the limitations of automated systems, which is a practical insight rather than a moral lesson. What makes the book stand out in its category is its refusal to accept the usual blame assignment. Many books on work and employment focus on individual resume tactics or broad economic theory, but this one targets the organizational middle ground where hiring decisions are actually made. It is valuable because it combines critique with operational advice, showing that labor market problems are not just abstract macroeconomic trends, but the result of everyday choices inside firms. In conclusion, this book is best suited for employers, hiring managers, HR professionals, workforce policy readers, and job seekers who want a clearer explanation of why strong candidates can still struggle to get hired. Its main benefit is diagnostic. It helps readers see that many hiring problems are created by organizational design, not only by worker shortages. Capelli also gives the book a practical edge by pointing toward solutions such as better job definitions, smarter screening, training investment, and more realistic expectations about candidate potential. Compared with many books about employment, it stands out because it does not simply advise individuals to improve their resumes or interview skills. Instead, it examines the structure of hiring itself and shows how technology, incentives, and risk aversion can produce the very talent shortages employers complain about. That makes it especially useful for readers who want to understand labor market friction in a concrete way. It is a compact but pointed critique of modern recruiting, and its value lies in how directly it connects theory, workplace practice, and policy choices. If you would like to support Peter Capelli, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.